Hey everybody, this is Jay from The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, Ramblecast, and more. I'm here to tell you are going to listen to a special excerpt from our recent 2015 podcast charity for Autism Speaks podcast-a-thon. We podcasted 12 hours in a row, and over the next couple weeks, we will be revealing and unveiling and releasing different portions from this 12-hour telethon. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody that participated. Thank you for everybody that came out. And thank you for all of those that donated to Autism Speaks, a fantastic charity that we've been doing this podcast-a-thon for many years. So you can still donate. You still have a chance to donate. You can do that until the end of April. You can donate over PayPal through lpdonate@gmail.com. So that's lpdonate@gmail.com. Send it as a friends or family and or as a gift. And then you can also mail a check to 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604, care of Jay and Jack, payable to Autism Speaks. Just everything, every penny goes directly to Autism Speaks. So, again, lpdonate@gmail.com, and that address I just said, go there to donate. You have till the end of April. And now, let's take it away for one of the fantastic clips from this weekend. We have Duke Roberts ready to go here, and Duke played Choo-Choo on the final season, or currently in the final season of Justified. So I'm calling right now. Here we go. Hello, Duke.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Woo!
Yay, I've made it.
Welcome, welcome. Sorry for the confusion about the contact and all that kind of stuff, but thank you for coming on the show. Big, big fan of your portrayal of Choo-Choo in the
Love
final
Choo-choo.
Season of, of Justified. Spoiler alert, gone too soon. Hashtag gone too soon.
But that was 6 weeks ago. I think we're good. I think there's no spoilers.
But the way it happened was excellent.
Thank you. I didn't have any hand in that, but those writers are so good. I was just happy to get to be a part of that kind of stuff.
Oh man,
it's my I'll say it's my favorite show on television, and I know it's ending this weekend or this Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm getting emotional.
I'm scared. I'm scared for what's happening on Tuesday, but I get to see it on Monday.
Oh, oh really? Okay, all right.
Oh, so, that's not fair.
So that's one of the fringe benefits of being killed off on Justified. You get to see it a little bit earlier.
Exactly.
Well, I would go get killed off if I knew I could watch it early.
Jeez. But it is worth it.
But I mean, it's your character was great. I think one of some of the best parts about Justified is kind of the bad guys that get pitted against Raylan Givens. And yours was definitely an imposing figure. On the show, talk to us about like what was that process like? Like, how did you get on the show? Were they looking for somebody that was like a big bad bruiser, or you know, were you a fan and wanted to get on? Like, what was that like?
Pretty standard process initially, you know, actor getting sent out for stuff. I had been sent out for YOLO 2 seasons ago when I was still auditioning for things.
Yeah,
but I didn't have any credits really, so that didn't really go through. And then I just got an audition for Justified. His name wasn't Choo-Choo yet. It was just Mundo. And, I went in there and I did my thing and they liked me. But Choo-Choo definitely was, before we kind of all collaborated and it became what it became, he was definitely a lot creepier and a lot meaner. Like, definitely just a bad guy outright.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, from what I brought to it and what Tim Oliphant's ideas were for the character, it kind of turned into the Choo-Choo that everybody now knows and seemingly loves.
Well, I think even Raylan Givens, I think he was smart not to mess with Choo-Choo. But I think it became more of a, he kind of, not respected, but he kind of felt for Choo-Choo, if I'm thinking that way. Because a lot of characters, Raylan doesn't back down on anybody.
But yeah,
I think he didn't want to mess with Choo-Choo.
Well, I think he saw that Choo-Choo,
he couldn't win.
Well, I mean, just the character, he was almost loyal to a fault to these guys. But he was still a good guy. He didn't want to, you know, kill. He doesn't want to kill people. I mean, he'll do it if it's the job. But it's just, he has a heart. And I think that's what he was seeing. And just that kind of struggle that kind of led to his demise, really.
I don't think he wanted to kill
anyone.
Go ahead.
So the way that they shot me, they made me look like I was about a good 2 feet taller than Raylan.
You're not really that tall. You're not 8 feet tall in real life.
Yeah, no, I'm only 6'5", which is freakishly big, but not that freakishly big.
So you said that Raylan had some input in the character. Timothy Oliphant, is he like that involved with kind of the creative process, or is this kind of more of a kind of an improv thing that's kind of coming up throughout, you know, the acting process?
I can't tell because he absolutely does both, but I think he does get a lot of input because it was my first day and we were in the makeup trailer and he called me in and I was first time meeting him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm talking to him for a second and he says that I'm going to change your name. You know, I have some ideas about the scene and he's with one of the writers.
Yeah.
And so we just went over the scene that I had memorized. You know, I was excited to do that scene and we completely rewrote that scene day up.
So you're like ready to do it verbatim, kill those lines, and then
yes,
change it up.
Yes, changed everything. It's the I'm not following you scene. That was pretty much on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had like lunch to learn my lines and prepare myself for being named Choo Choo. And at first I was like, oh, no, I'm turning into a joke. You know, I'm Choo Choo all of a sudden. But it worked out, I do think.
It was a great scene.
It turned into a more layered character than just a big bad guy.
Right.
I think it again, you know, he had heart. He didn't want to kill the girl because, you know, it wasn't her fault for being there, and he just the struggle with that. And again, I think something the show does really well is kind of adds those layers to the character. You look at, you know, who's bad, who's good. Those lines are kind of blurred on both sides of what you think should be good and what you think should be bad. So I think where they went with it, I think they did a really good job because I think it's a kind of an enduring character that you got to portray.
Well, I mean, that's an actor's dream too, is to, you always want to have something to play off of, some layers to it. And when you're big like me, you get sent out for a lot of just bad people. You know, outright bad people. But Choo Choo, I would not put in that category.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's funny how we're talking about Choo Choo like he's a real guy.
We love Choo Choo.
He's totally not real at all.
Spoiler
alert. Spoiler alert, it's all imaginary.
Man, ruined my
that's
day.
That's how I feel about Boyd and Raylan. I'm getting so worked up about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I realize these aren't real people that I'm so worried about.
But I think it shows you kind of the, when a show's really good and the characters are just that rich, you care about them as if they were real people, and you have that tension like, oh my God, what's going to happen, as if they were real people. And I think it's what that show does well. What was some of like your favorite moments kind of from the set or just being on the show where I get to portray that character?
Probably in terms of like career-wise and like most surreal moments, mm-hmm. were when I died on the train tracks. We shot the train track scene.
Yeah.
And that was one of my last days of filming, and that was my birthday. We actually shot – yeah. We shot
you
that
had to
on
die
my
on
birthday.
Your birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
So everyone was calling me and like, oh, are we going to hang out? Are we going to do something? And I couldn't. I was like, I'm shooting probably the most important scene of my career this far. I can't hang out. Like, I can't go party. I can't do anything crazy. So and that day was pretty choo-choo central. We were shooting all my scenes. So that was the first time, I think, as like a actor, I went, okay, wow, I'm really a part of something cool and big, and it's changed my life. But in terms of fun, I had the most fun shooting the shootout, I think, because you're basically just pretending. Like, I'm looking at Tim Oliphant pointing a gun at him, trying not to go psh, psh, psh.
I got you.
And, yeah, it's just a trip to everyone's holding guns and pointing at each other, and it's like, this is what I would do when I was 10 with my friend. And now I'm getting paid to do it on TV, is pretend shoot each other.
That's awesome. So you got shot a few times. What's the experience of having like those like exploding packs on you? Like, what is that like?
Yeah, the squibs are not fun. Those were my first squibs too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and of course Choo Choo needed 6 squibs on him. You know, we can't do any half measures. So they hurt because apparently if they're strapped to your body, they don't hurt as bad. But when they put it in a big jacket, which I was wearing, it snaps and it slaps against your skin. So I had some bruises after that. That was an interesting experience. It helps though with acting. because you don't have to pretend. The explosion goes off and you have to sell it, and there's no like overselling it. It definitely hurt. I didn't need to act very much in that scene.
Another great scene you had this season was the one with the waitress was skimming.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Was that just the writers, or did you guys talk to, because it was a perfect scene, I thought, for Choo Choo. He was more concerned about the woman skimming than the plan was.
That was one of the few scenes, actually, that didn't get rewrites. That was in the script from that episode, and those writers just knew. But we had already like hit a groove, I think, with Choo Choo around that point, the writers had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that was like my second to last episode. So I think they knew what they wanted from me.
Yeah.
And so they wrote that scene, and I loved that scene. It was fun because when I'm the one doing the funny stuff, I don't have trouble breaking, you know?
Yeah.
So it's fun to mess with your co-stars because you get to be funny to them and they have to keep it in, you know? Well, I'm really bad at corpsing. You know that term, corpsing?
No, what's that? Actor.
Corpsing is like you do one scene and you can't get through it because it's funny and you just can't stop laughing. Like it's a weird thing. It's called corpsing because you're dead. You can't perform because you just can't stop laughing every time you get to a certain line. And I'm really bad at that. So I'm glad that Choo Choo was funny and not the other guys, because I couldn't handle it.
Was there any points or scenes that ended up on the show that where you ended up where you did corpse and you had to somehow get your way back to it that you would notice?
Choo Choo was so weird that it was easy to just get out of my head and play, you know, whatever weirdness is going on in his brain. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think about things that much when I was playing Choo Choo.
That was getting a character, kind of right?
Yeah. Probably the funniest thing, and this was another improv that we came up with, was the keys. You know, in the first episode that I'm in, mm-hmm. where he throws the keys to me and they bounce off the wall and they hit the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an improv, and so I actually had a hard time not laughing in that scene because Tim Oliphant and Jacob Pitts are both standing there, and they're off camera, so they can laugh as much as they want. And the first time he did it, Tim Oliphant threw those keys, and it knocked a painting off the wall. And we didn't keep that take because I broke out laughing. But after that, I was able to kind of keep it together. But it helped being a weirdo, you know, not like a normal guy.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Did we ever see Choo Choo laugh? I don't think Choo Choo laughed.
No.
Once.
Didn't. We're getting a lot of head shakes here. No.
Couple grunts, but no laughing.
Yeah, some awkward grunts. Yeah. You don't know where those are coming from.
So talk about the accent or the voice that you use for Choo Choo. Like where did that come from? Was it inspired by other characters, or is it just kind of like you riffing, or that's what they wanted to have?
No, originally, like I said, he was just kind of a redneck hillbilly bad guy, you know, and so I had a southern accent when I was first reading the sides, and then I thought, like, I kind of want to go somewhere else with this. You know, I want to go somewhere a little weirder because they talk about the head injury.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy is not normal. There's no way I'm going to play this guy like a normal redneck.
Yeah.
So I obviously, you take a little sling blade and you just take a little weirdness from guys that you know and you'll mix it together. And I came in pretty much with that voice. Though I will say it gets progressively more brain damaged over each episode. If you binge watch this season, you'll notice I go from kind of with it to way more out of it by the last episode. Because I was trying to figure out what Choo Choo was, and I realized the brain damage thing worked more for him than playing him kind of normal.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's definitely where that came from.
When you signed on, did you know how many episodes you were going to be in, or did you know if I'm signing on, I'm going to get killed off, or did?
I had watched Justified, obviously, so I was excited, but I thought Choo Choo was going to bite it. Every time I'd get a script, I'd be like, what's he going to do? You know, yeah. How's he going to die? How's this going to play out? But no, I had no idea. I would hear writers talk about scenes like, oh, we like Choo Choo, but remember he's got to do this one thing in episode 6. And I'm like, oh no, what is that one thing that he has to do?
So I'm dying?
That's so ominous. Yeah.
It's a don't spoiler tell. Thing, though. You know, they don't want to leak those spoilers out to fans, because Justified is one of those shows.
Yeah.
So you don't know really until, because Graham Yost called me right before we were shooting episode 6. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, you're doing a great job. You know, I just wanted to say hi. Also, you're dying. Okay.
Well, thanks. Thank you. And on my birthday. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
buddy. Yeah, no, but it's a stressful thing when you're on a show like that. Like, I can't imagine how those Game of Thrones actors feel.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't deal with that.
Yeah, basically, you just never want to see George R. R. Martin on the phone or yeah. that show. It's like, nope, I'm not answering it. And if I don't answer, it's not real.
Oh, they won't kill that guy off. Ooh, they killed him off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sean Bean was on that show. I mean, we all knew it was coming if you read the book.
Sean Bean is on. You know he's going to die.
That's a given. But
one day he'll break that curse.
What's that?
I hope one day he'll be able to break that curse and he can live on a TV show.
He did a new TV show and the whole like campaign was Sean Bean lives.
Right.
Is that it? I think like hashtag Sean Bean.
Well, they
lives.
Had that at Comic-Con. They
had at Comic-Con. They had like banners
up one of the side of the hotel. They had
Sean Bean lives. Like hashtag Sean Bean lives, or will Sean Bean live? That's what it was.
So he could still very well die, and they'd be like, nope. Oh, I just got you guys' tweets about this whole thing. Awesome.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah, I didn't get an email, so I was worried.
I had my computer. Spam blocker, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't. I realized you need to have Skype on to get calls. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, hold on a second. Skype isn't on right now. I better turn it on and sign in.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way, too.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, I don't know what else. What else you guys want to know about you?
Well, no, I got something. My wife is in love with Timothy Oliphant.
As everyone,
TV, as in person.
Yes, and I'll say it's weird because like I looked up to him from Deadwood.
Deadwood. Deadwood fans here.
Huge Deadwood.
So he has that effect, I think, on every human being that he meets. You know, you meet him and you're like, wow, that's Jim Oliphant. He's so cool.
Is he that cool?
Raylan, that's him. That's just him.
Really? Like Raylan is him?
No, I mean, Raylan's obviously angrier and a bit more of a murderer than I think Jim Oliphant.
He's slightly more murdery.
Yeah, slightly.
Timothy's only killed a few people. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about him. He's mysterious. He has that swagger, and we were trying to figure it out. Me, Garrett Dillahunt, and Scott Grimes and I were sitting there like, how does he do that walk? Like, how does he do that Raylan walk?
Yeah.
Where you just, you know, you walk to the room, you're like, this guy's going to shoot some people, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, it's funny. He shot more people in on the first episode of Justified than he ever shot on Deadwood.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was the thing about Deadwood, though, is that we kind of lumped those two characters together. But they're really different.
Seth Bogen,
he's almost not cool on Deadwood. You know? He's kind of just a very serious guy on Deadwood, where Raylan's so cool that you want to wear a hat and, you know, walk around like a monster.
Did you ever ask him a question? Because so many actors from Deadwood appeared on Justified. Did you ever say, hey, couldn't you all just get together and just get an ending?
You know.
Just one episode? Just
yes. I didn't ask that question because I never wanted to overstep my choo-choo place.
You know? Well, now that you're killed off.
I did have a few cool moments with Garrett Dillahunt and Tim Oliphant were talking, and I just got to be there. You know, I felt like I should have paid for the experience, but I was sitting there and they were talking about Deadwood. Not for me, but they were just talking to each other, kind of riffing about Deadwood. And I just pretty much wrote everything down. I'm like, yeah, interesting. Interesting. I'll save this for my personal files. Yeah. So I do wonder how much I'm allowed to talk about and how much is like the secret actor code. Because I'm relatively new, so I don't know all the secret actor code
stuff.
That's
right. Yet. This is your first big gig,
I heard you
right?
Can say whatever you want.
No, I don't think that's,
nobody's listening. I think you can say whatever you want. We won't tell.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't know too much. So, yeah. I would probably leak if I found out about a Deadwood reunion, but I did not get to find out about it. So, sorry. But I didn't not find out about
that. There you go. There you go.
So who knows what's going to happen in the future.
That's awesome. No, go ahead.
No. I'm saying I would try to make that happen. I would try to be on that show, but, you know. That's the weird thing, kind of with Choo-Choo, too, because Choo-Choo came in on the sixth season of a show with established characters, you know, and there's fans, and there's, like, 6 years of history between these characters. It's kind of weird to be the new guy on set.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, I'm Choo-Choo. Nice to meet you.
Is that how you introduce yourself on the set? Yeah.
No, that's, you could tell I was walking to set because all the crew would be like, Choo-choo! I would, Choo-choo! I'm sure they were sitting there waiting for me to walk up and you just hear, oh, Choo-choo! Oh, there he is, there's Choo-choo! Because it's a fun name to say, you know?
It's true.
But he was a great character also.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I hope people put up a list, like a BuzzFeed list at some point. Top 10 justified characters ever. If I'm even on that list, I'll be happy.
We'll get a campaign started.
They'll do that. It'll be a count on this on Spike TV. It'll be great. It'll be perfect. you talk about Garrett Dillahunt, who played Ty Walker in this show, but you played two characters on Deadwood.
Right.
I've always thought he was a fantastic actor. What was it like getting to work with him? Because you're part of like that mercenary crew. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, he was another one that I actually looked up to as an actor before I was even like an actor.
Yeah,
you know, when I was just a kid, I would watch people on shows like that, and I'd take note of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I like what this guy does. That's kind of who I want to be like.
Yeah.
And so one of my first big roles getting to work with him was just a cool kind of sign from the world, I felt like, because I had told myself, like, I wanted to work with that guy.
Yeah.
And, like, my third role ever, I got to work with him. And you can just tell everybody on that set that are all pros. That's the crazy thing. They know. They get there. They know their lines. They mess around. They're open with it. They're, you know, they're not sitting there thinking about how they're going to do it. They just do it. So it wasn't really a game of keep up for me, because for me, I just treated it like real acting school. You know, I never went to college. I didn't go to acting classes. So I treat sets like acting college. And Justified was like my bachelor's degree. Acting. that's how I look at it. You know, everything I had done was felt like high school in terms of, oh, I'm learning the very basics of what I need to get done. And then I got to Justified, and I worked with Dillahunt and Oliphant, and it felt like I got a degree a little bit, you know. So who knows? And I hope I can work with all of them again. On a spinoff or maybe a new show. I don't know.
Or the Deadwood reunion.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. I would love to play a simpleton. There were trains. There were trains in the Wild West, right?
So yeah, there were.
Still works. Choo-choo can still be around.
Choo-choo's great, 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 great grandfather.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Choo-choo senior. Even though he wasn't an Iraqi war veteran, he was a Civil War veteran.
There you go. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. He got a cannonball in his head. I'm writing all this stuff, and I'm sure if for some reason David Mill ever heard this, he'd be like, no. No. This man's never going to be on this with you.
I think it's gold.
Thank you. But, yeah, fans. The fans need to tell him. They're the important ones. The Twitter campaign stuff's crazy. It's crazy how people, like, there's a lot of veterans that defend Choo-Choo like he's a real guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're like, he's a disabled veteran. You can't call him dumb because, you know, articles will say Choo-Choo the dimwit. Mm-hmm. And the veterans will get on there and defend him like he's a real guy.
Yeah.
And it's great, but it's also, I feel like I have to tell everybody, he's not a real person.
Yeah,
it's okay to call him a dimwit because he doesn't exist.
Yeah,
he's not gonna Amtrak you, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Even though I feel like I could hit somebody pretty hard, I don't know if I could kill somebody with one.
Yeah, with one hit. That was I remember. I was like, when I saw it, I was like, holy crap, he killed her.
Oh, was it Scott Grimes' character?
What did you do?
Yeah. The only like thing that I'll allow myself to kind of believe it more is that he was an older guy, you know, and Choo Choo was in his prime.
Sure.
So
yeah.
He just popped him right on the temple, and I think that's what did it. Or the floor. The floor might have killed him.
Yeah, I think it was a punch.
he was dead as soon as my fist connected with the
side. Yeah, I believe that's what it comes. That's what the autopsy would say.
So how did you do that scene? Because I mean, you had to make it look realistic. So how do you get a scene like that to come across? Because you can't literally hit him. So how do you make that look realistic on the screen?
Just really good directors and stunt directors, and that's not me like plugging my directors and my stunt directors. They just know what to do in those kind of situations, and it helped. Like I did MMA, so I know how to throw a punch. Mm-hmm. Not that that really matters in the acting world, but yeah, no. You just trust them, and they say punch 2 feet in front of his face, and it'll look good, and it looked good on TV. I buy it.
What about the actor receiving the punch? Was there any fear there?
Yeah, I would have flinched every single time. Talk about corpsing.
Make
literally
sure you're
corpsing
away from me. Make sure.
No, it was a stunt guy. So. Yeah, the stunt guy was just like, yeah, let's do it. Okay. He was not intimidated, I'd say, in any way. because sometimes you get stunt guys who are like, if you catch me a little bit, it's okay. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to catch you a little bit. You're going to do this in the safe way, thank you very much, because I don't want to get sued for punching the guy in the head. No, everyone was super cool. It was just it's one of those shows, so many people die and get punched and shot and beat up on that show that stunt crew, it's nothing, like, oh, he's punching them to death. That doesn't matter. they're waiting for the big crazy stunts. My screen just went out. So can you still hear me?
Oh yeah. You're good.
My display decided it wanted to turn off. And
oh yeah. Ours has been asleep for a while. I think it's okay, usually also go. Depending on your settings.
So you guys are doing 24 hours?
No, 12 hours. We used to do
12, okay. We used to do 36.
We used to do 30.
Jeez. It was 36.
You were like,
no, I think it was 30. No, 30. It's 30. I'm sorry.
36.
Okay. I don't know. It seemed like 36.
but I'm older now. I'm 30. Jack's like 72. So
72. I'm 100.
We can't podcast like that anymore. But so we do. We
actually,
do 12
hold on
hours.
A second. I could do it. The kid can't. He's falling asleep now.
No, I'm fine.
That's okay. I usually sleep for about 12 hours, so that's great. You guys are doing something good for 12 hours. I got up at 1 o'clock today. That's what time I got up today.
I'm jealous.
I'm not so a go getter.
Well, I mean, talk about your MMA fighting career, because you were an MMA fighter. Yeah. Big guy.
Jay was actually upset that we're not in person because he wanted to challenge you to a fight.
Yeah, that's definitely what I wanted to do.
I swear he said that.
For sparring. Maybe not a fight, but I'm always up for sparring. that's what I was seriously considering to do for real before I got my first acting role. Because I cut down to 205 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I'm little for me. And I fought at light heavyweight amateur. I won an amateur title tiny little MMA like division. Mm-hmm. And I did that it was about 2 years that I was training seriously for it. And I had done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and boxing for about 4 or 5 years before that when I was in high school. Because I didn't play sports. I was not a sports kid, much to my dad's, delight. But
fighting's a sport,
It wasn't a sport when I wanted to do it.
Okay.
It was just starting to take off the UFC. He was trying to get me in football, and I was like, no, I don't want to do anything. And then he put me in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I kind of liked that, and that's where that came from.
Can you at least throw a baseball?
I could probably hit a baseball. I'm like a jack of all trades when it comes to generic sports skills. But the thing is, and Joe Rogan talks about this, anybody, any sport, if they can't solve their issue in their sport, they end up fighting. fighting is a universal sport because, you're playing baseball and the guy hits you with the ball. What do? They charge each other and they start fighting.
Yeah.
And it's much more interesting than what they were doing 10 minutes before that. To me, it's more interesting to me. Like, I'll only watch sports if it's on, if it's a championship game, or if there was a fight, a brawl breaks out at the Clippers and Lakers game, I'm going to watch it on YouTube.
That's why people go to hockey games. They don't go for the hockey. They go
fighting. Oh, they go for the hockey. Come on.
It's like NASCAR, though. You know, same thing. There's people who are there for cars, and there's people who are there for fire explosions. How come destruction derbies haven't taken off? I know that's a little off topic, but how come those never got super popular? Because it's racing and car crashing all rolled up into one thing.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it is a good point. It might be because it's too much of a good thing. We have a dropped baby. It's all good. It's all good.
Baby lost the bounce. Baby just got choo-chooed.
Oh, no. I hope not. That's terrible.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, it just came to my mind.
It's okay. He's tripping. Tough, oh, he's God. What? That sounded like the baby knocked something over now.
That was one of the beer bottles, or I'm sorry, milk bottles that was in here. A lot of milk being drunk here today.
Oh, I see. That's okay. No bourbon? Oh, no, this isn't a Justified podcast.
No.
Well, we have some moonshine.
We have some moonshine here. We haven't had it yet.
We have bourbon. Yeah, we have bins full of beer and other, you know, adult beverages. It's only we can make it through the 12 hours. Make it through it drunk.
We're more enjoyable when people are drunk. We're more entertaining.
Moonshine is dangerous, by the way. I had like a sip of moonshine. I was like, oh man, this could kill me if I have too much of it.
I think we have the tame moonshine. Yeah, the stuff you can buy like on shelves.
Yeah.
No, it's the real moonshine.
Costco moonshine.
Oh, really? The real moonshine.
I smelled it once, and that was enough for me.
It's not the moonshine that you picked up off a guy in like the Appalachian Mountains.
we're head shakes. Yes, it is some guy from the Appalachian Mountains.
I would like to come by and pick up some of that moonshine, actually. That stuff's hard to get. I don't know any moonshiners.
We're here till 3 a.m., so.
Oh, man.
Jana says if she can smuggle it to California, she'll give it to your dad so you can have the real deal.
Hey, that's perfect.
The mountain shine. The mountain shine.
So my dad might drink it. I don't know. I'll get there. He'll take it. I'm like, thanks, Dad. That was for Choo Choo. That was not for you for once. That's what I'm excited for. I don't know. I mean, I know there is the podcast connection. It's like a podcast family.
Yes.
But since I'm Choo Choo, I can start doing cool things, and I can bring my dad or show my dad them, where before he did radio and got to bring me all this stuff. So I'm excited to be like, oh, guess what, Dad? I'm going to the Justified premiere because I'm Choo Choo. See you later.
You know, it'd be great if I had an extra ticket. We could go.
Too bad.
Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
Can't bring an extra plus one. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to bring my manager or my publicist. I don't know how many cool things I've missed out on with him. Nobody knows. What's up?
Oh, what's next for you? So I mean, this is like your first big role. Like, what are you trying to look to do next?
Hopefully work.
Yep. That's good.
That's the important thing. I actually had done two things before that, but the second one was Battle Creek, which was just like a co-star. That aired on March. Uh-oh, crying baby. And then I did a movie that hasn't come out yet, which I don't know when it'll ever come out, which is what happens with movies. And then I did The Night Shift. I was just on The Night Shift like last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I know the guy who runs it, and I finally was decent enough to be a guest star on it. So now there's nothing really in the pipeline. Like, I have auditions and things, but really the hope is to get on another thing like Justified and be kind of like an integral part of it. Yeah. That's like the dream as an actor, is to be a part of the world and not die in forever. So it could be anything. You know, I go out for stuff all the time, and Choo Choo definitely has kind of given me a bigger range of things that they might consider me for. But his life was so brief that eventually his impact will wear off, you know, and it'll just be like an IMDb credit where you look me up and you're like, oh, he did 4 episodes on Justified. Where you got to get to that point where it's, you know, 12 episodes or 40 episodes. And then you're like a actor that's in the mix for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool that you're kind of at the beginning of that journey and have this role that now you can speak to, and it'll be neat to see kind of where you take it from there. It's exciting.
It was intense because that's probably the thing that I'm one of the things I'm most proud of, because it was just a cool character and a cool world, and it was the first thing that the public ever saw me on.
Yeah,
right.
Just by the way things worked out, and that's kind of a trip, and it's a little intimidating because it's my best foot forward. I literally stepped out and was like, here's Choo Choo. Now let's hope I can book another role like Choo Choo to follow it up. So I don't know. I have no idea what's in store, but hopefully more acting.
Just as a viewer of the show and a fan of Justified, I thought you did a fantastic job with the role. So I see no reason why you're not going to have more things to come, because you did a fantastic job with that role.
Thank you very much.
I agree.
Yes.
I just hope I don't turn into Choo Choo forever. You know, hopefully I can play a smart guy next time, and it'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, it's the problem that you face now is just Choo Choo is such an amazing name that it's going to be tough to follow up Choo Choo as a name. But yeah.
So maybe I'll be playing. I can't even think of. I was going to say a silly name for an airplane, but there isn't one.
No,
Choo Choo is. I can't think of anything.
I got it. So you're saying it earlier. The gun sounds you make. So your next one's pew pew.
Oh, well, there you go. See, you were on it. You were paying attention.
Okay, what movie
you
is that?
You had the right thing at the right time. I don't know.
But guns are involved somewhere, and that's his
yeah.
pew.
And hopefully, maybe I'll get to shoot Tim Oliphant or Jacob Pitts.
There you go.
Yeah, they could come onto my show, and I could shoot them, and it'll be like a trade off.
The tables have finally turned. Well, very cool. And then for those at home that don't watch Justified, you need to watch. It's a fantastic show. Definitely check out this. Well, when you get to this season, it's Duke's role is fantastic, and it'll be great to see. Duke, anything else you want to talk about before we head on?
No, I can talk about a lot of things, but I don't know the basis of the podcast. So
it's really wherever you want to talk
about. That is our podcast. We get off topic a lot.
Just rambles.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys are playing video games, but that's pretty much all I'm doing now in my unemployed state is playing a lot of video games.
Video games, huh?
Yeah. The new Mortal Kombat comes out. I'm excited for that. But yeah, no, I can't think of anything too exciting to talk about right now.
What about the Apple Watch? You gonna get the Apple Watch?
No. First of all, I didn't make enough money off Justified to justify buying an Apple Watch. So I gotta wait till I start buying all the cool stuff. I bought a PS4 with some of the money, so that's probably the biggest thing that I went for.
There you go.
It's like I upgraded my PlayStation.
Well, Jay works for Apple, so it's his job to try and push that watch.
I'm just saying.
Every guest, hey, you get the Apple Watch. Apple Watch, pretty cool. Helps me keep my job. Please.
I got the iPhone. I'm talking to you on a Mac Mini. I'm all Appled out.
See, there we go.
Yeah. He wants a stupid watch.
Who needs an Apple Watch? They're already taking over my life anyway.
It's 20 years too late. That's a problem with the watch.
That's true, too. Who uses a watch?
What's that?
I haven't used a watch since like elementary school. I have a phone. I take it out.
Exactly. Oh,
man. Which means, if you guys could make the Apple Watch a hologram, or if it could shoot lasers, I would play it.
Well, that's the Apple Watch 2.
Exactly. If it was like a James Bond watch that did a whole bunch of crazy stuff, then I would do it. 100%. I'm on board for the laser
there
watch.
You go.
But that'll be a few years from now.
100%.
100%.
Oh, man.
Well, I hope you got some useful information out of me.
Yes, that was absolutely. Great. No, really great appreciate guess. It. First time we got to talk to somebody that's an actor on a show that we love. Usually it's the Lost Talk. Usually it's Lost Talk, but it's really great to talk about Justified. You get to enjoy the episode before anybody else does. It's like a finale party kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a premiere party over in Hollywood, and they're gonna show it in like a movie theater.
Nice.
So it's gonna be freaky to watch it with the people too. You know, watch it with Boyd and Raylan and Ava.
Can we fly out there and sneak in?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I can't vouch for you if you get caught, but yeah.
We know Choo-Choo.
Choo-Choo said they could come in.
Exactly. We talked to Choo-Choo on a pot, and then they've already shoved you away into the dungeon or wherever they're putting you.
He said it was okay.
Yeah, he said it was fine. Listen to the podcast.
He said, as long as I bring him a watch.
Yeah, exactly. If it's an Apple Watch, he'll be like, he doesn't need this.
What is this thing? It's a stupid, silly thing.
To be fair, I also haven't seen the Apple Watch, so maybe I would like it.
There you go. You need to go to the store, try it on, then you'll be like, oh my God, I need this in my life. And then, perfect.
As long as they're built for big people, you might not have factored in 6'5", 240.
That's true. We make large wristbands, so yeah, it should be able to. But your wrists are probably like twice the size of my wrist, so might not work.
I don't know. I've got skinny girl wrists. That's actually a secret. I've got very feminine hands.
Really?
Not real. I mean, they're scarred up from fighting on the knuckles, but yeah, they're skinny and slender. People expect me to have like that big, like Andre the Giant hand when they see me on TV. And then they meet me and it's really underwhelming, I think.
Really? That's your handshake? What? Really?
Yeah, they're like, oh, geez.
Bummer.
I thought you crushed my hand. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, dude, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
A lot of fun. Guest.
Yes, fantastic. And love to have you on again. Yeah. But yes, thank you. Oh,
I like the fanfare to close it out. Yes.
Well, they're drunk, so they don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, Duke, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your Mortal Kombat.
Get some sleep.
Get some more sleep. I'm going to take a nap, some video games. You guys keep doing your podcast for charity, and I'm going to go eat some nachos, I think. <There you go.
laughs> All right. Let's give Duke a round of applause. Thank you, Duke.
Bye.
Great guest.